Blog Talk Radio.
Again, with here, Paul Proteus and Aramek and myself, the Proof, on this fantastic election night, July 5th, 2015. How do you get such a good way to come back here? I mean, you've got July 5th, election day, and what's the results right now? You've got about a 20-vote difference between the two. Do you remember a very closer election than this?
Not in recent times. This has been the closest one.
Yeah, definitely not in recent times. I'd love to know. I don't know if anyone can go back far enough, but this is probably one of the closest elections we have had. And I don't think the election history thing works. It's like a constant bug since, oh wait, it does work now, but I don't have the time to go through all of that.
Bug
since the beginning.
I've
of
actually
time
looked through this a little bit. Looked through this a little bit. Up until, it's been about 100 vote differential at the least in the last year. The closest election that we've had in recent history that's been like Beach Bunny and Tyler Bavar has been the Molly Amma Joan Largo runoff of last summer, if you'll recall.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep.
It's been about a year.
I totally remember that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was craziness. But, yeah, this is a fantastic election, and I don't think really many people, I don't know how many people thought it would be this close after Tyler kind of won the four top five parties, but, you know, the SFP is incredibly active, so they obviously have quite the voting block for their size.
Okay.
But I still don't think anyone expected it to be as close as it is. I could actually be horribly wrong.
That's what I want to know.
What?
Can I sell my vote? Anyone buying?
You know what? At this point, the one vote difference might not be too much to, you know, really throw it on the market. But I could be horribly wrong. I could be horribly wrong about that. I don't know.
I don't know. Beach might be able to buy.
I just remember we have DMD on hold. He's one of the callers, and I think it was either him or Ryle in Canada that was just started buying votes in one election or something like that. I'll ask him about that later.
Just assume everyone
how things are going. I will ask him, though, just for funsies, about this. If you want to go check the numbers up north in the lonely, isolated place that is Canada, it has spread out more, but at one point, all three of the top candidates were tied with 33 votes.
Jesus.
So, and they only, the top winner right now has 52 votes, so it's still pretty close, but it was like disgustingly close at one point.
Oh my gosh. That's kind of crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, what do we have lined up tonight? Well, we have Trucker on hold. We're going to have him on, and then I'm hoping, I don't remember if Tyler is actually on IRC right now. I just assume he is at all times. So I assume he's on, but he hasn't called in yet or anything. But we're going to have him on. We're going to have him on sometime. Beach Bunny said she might be able to get on. We'll see about that. I have no idea. I'm going to have Trek Ron to talk about his last three terms in office, which is quite the run. We'll run it down with him and see if he's gotten, hopefully, everything he'd like to get done. And I have an intruder in my room called my brother, who is being an asshole because he knows how to unlock my door.
Hey, brother.
So,
hey, brotherly ass.
You know,
this
it
is
would be
amateur.
Cool if he could hear, but he can't. Yeah, it's. I mean, he's 18. What can he do? What can he do? So it's okay. Earlier, he told me he was going to come in blaring on his trumpet like the opening to the Shakira song, which would have been interesting.
Well,
he's like,
you
better
that.
Will that be cool? He says, will it please you? Will it please you guys if he comes in blaring Shakira music?
Oh, it takes very little to please me, and in exactly the manner that he thinks it is.
Yeah, I think we're good. So let's see if we can get Trucker on here for the moment, if I remember which number he is on here. Trucker. Oh, I got it.
Where is he?
I'm new to this, but we should have Trucker on right now, our 3-time country president for the past 3 months in office. How are you doing today, sir?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, pretty
younger
chill,
than
pretty
you,
chill.
So better, you know.
Oh, damn, son. Damn. I've got my coffee, so I'm good. I'm that
coffee
guy who drinks coffee at like 10 at night.
Yeah, that's masochistic. Jesus.
It really is. I have a bad habit. I have a terrible habit of drinking coffee at like 10 at night, staying up till 2 in the morning, even though I have to be up at 7 for work. It's bad. Bad stuff. But, yeah, Trucker, how's the past 3 months been treating you?
It's been interesting, that's for sure.
Tough question.
Tough, yeah,
I know, we only
ask
the hard-hitting stuff. Yeah, only the hard-hitting
Absolutely.
Stuff.
See, I didn't have as much time as I thought I would today to be like, I got to get all these questions lined up. I'm going to be good to go. So that kind of happened, kind of not. But this is the first question. Do you think everything done that you wanted to in your 3 terms? Like, that's a long time in office and a long
that's
time
a good question.
Have, like, random things pop up to, you know, distract you from your goals. So do you think
pleased?
Yeah,
you got 100% there. Hmm? No, there's always more you want to do. I mean, I got a bunch of stuff I wanted done, but there's never really a point where you're ever really finished. Like you said, stuff pops up, stuff changes. What you're told about one situation, once you get into it, is completely different. It's never a changing thing. I mean, I honestly don't think, like, you know, 3 months was good, and I got to have a lot of fun. I got to do a lot of things, but I honestly don't think you could ever finish all your goals in office.
Well,
yeah,
what would you say is the one that you want least hanging? Like, if you could get the extra month, what would you do with it? You know what I mean?
That's a really good question. Sorting USAS out would be just like the ideal thing there.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
there's some progress.
That's one of the main things that all these candidates will have to deal with in the next couple months.
Yeah.
So maybe it's lucky that you're getting out kind of early here.
Yeah, no, there's definitely is going to be some hard discussions here in the future on a lot of that stuff. I mean, it's just the way the populace is moving and the way Congress is moving. There's going to be president making tough decisions there.
Yeah. If it was your choice, what would be the one thing you would do with it? Would you keep it the same or would you change it?
That's a good question. Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I think we need USAF, especially for as long as we have the dictator module in place. For the simple reason that you need a place for the dictator to be that's, quote, neutral. But at the same time, USAF is not the same as it was a year ago or 2 years ago, and so you have to shift the focus, I think. I think it should focus a lot on, like, noobs, like the brand-new players, the ones who are rising up, and teaching them, because the honest truth is a lot of people join USAF when they first join the game just because it's the country tenure. And if we can get player retention there, we can get these people developing. And granted, they're not going to be great fighters for the next year or so, but eventually, if we can keep the players that come into the game longer, we can have a much better, like, lower divisions than we do now. And that would be a main goal there for, like, USAF is focusing on setting up so it's less about the tanks and more about the you know, Division One and Division Two people and making sure they get their proper training to know how to save XP and rank up their training grounds and eventually get them into, like, training contracts and also get them engaged. And the other thing would be mm-hmm. to start using combat orders to help direct more of the damage.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I mean, that's kind of how I think it was. I mean, I don't know anything about the military structure of the nation, but Argentina, when they had their baby boom of sorts after attacking the British and just, you know, going all Falklands crazy on them, they had a massive amount of new players, and they were able to really retain a lot of them and build them into larger forces. And I think if we could do something like that here, if we had the, I mean, we don't need a baby boom of sorts, although it would be nice. It's just impossible to kind of do. It would be a great help to have infrastructure in place that would help build them up into proper soldier citizens, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean,
and, you know,
what you're saying, like, what's being said is almost identical to what it was, like, a year ago, 2 years ago, in terms of retention. Like, what, as you finished three terms as president, and I'm sorry for, like, butting in, but what do you think can realistically be done to, like, make a difference? Because we always have the talk. We always seem to know how to retain players, but it never gets done. Why is that?
That's an EUS community-wide thing, is mm-hmm. we have trouble with, like, we have a good community base of the really old players, the players that have been around for, you know, the ones who invest in the game. If you make it through a year in this game, odds are you're not going to quit. But the problem is, like, we don't have, like, these old players don't really support young players nearly as much as they should. Some do. I'm not saying that they don't. Some are great at supporting the young players, but it's not a noob-centric system like it should be.
So, follow-up question to that. Do you feel like your 3 months was best served towards that end for promoting new player growth and sort of integrating new voices into the cabinet? Or... I'm not accusing in any manner. I've been sort of, like, accusive in the past. I'll be clear about that, but I'm just asking from your own opinion and standpoint.
Well, you see, no, I haven't done enough to get the new players in. I really, unless I had a cabinet of completely new players, I haven't done enough, you know? I mean, the cabinet I have today is almost completely different than the one I had, you know, 3 months ago when I first started as president. And some of them are, you know, older players in new places. But, no, like, to get the new players integrated would be the ideal goal for, it should be the ideal goal for any president, to be honest.
But, I mean, to be fair, it's not easy to integrate players from the top up completely from an executive standpoint. The issue is that we used to have a system where parties were able to integrate newer players better into the political system, and now it seems to me, at least, that parties are dying, that, like, there's no system in the same way. And maybe at one point it seemed like there'd be a military system that would be able to bring players in, but I've never really seen that materialize either. So I don't know if it's easy for the president to get it done, but yeah.
Yeah, well, the thing you got to know about parties is, like, much of their function has been stripped. You know, like, back in the old days, back in the... Anyway, that, like, we had things we did in parties, you know? Like, a party had treasury, a party could buy advertisements, a party could do this and that and this. Now parties are essentially only responsible for three things. Nominate the president on time, get the Congress listings, and don't be stupid. You know? That's the basic gist. It's not as engaging as it was, you know?
Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And if you're just joining us, we've got Trekker on the line with Paul Proteus and Aramek and myself, Trekker being our obvious three-time president, and just enjoying a good night here. Obvi. If you don't know this, you have not been paying attention the past 3 months, and
hashtag
I feel bad
Trek.
For you.
Hashtag month four. Will it happen?
So, Aramek, I believe you had a question for Trekker.
Oh, yeah. So getting back to the military talk, rebellion, unsanctioned rebellion to yesterday, right? The fourth rebellion, right? What's that about?
Well, okay. It's something I should have foreseen. I mean, it's a pretty obvious thing. This is the first year where we have a system in place where we can rebel against our, you know, our country. So, I mean, it's the 4th of July, it's America, everybody's kind of crazy and blowing up fireworks everywhere. It should have been seen coming.
Yeah, it was in, like, the bottom of, like, half of their articles or something like that. And so I'm not sure why people were caught off. I mean, maybe they didn't think they would get all the funding for it, but I guess Pilot Phil has massive, like, massive pockets and just kind of...
Oh, yeah, he's got deep pockets. Yeah.
The glory of rebellion.
Yeah. Well, it worked out the way it needed to. I mean, it got defended pretty easily there. The first couple rounds were kind of rough. Not going to lie about that. But, I mean, after that, it more or less went into autopilot.
Is it closed out yet? I haven't looked at it.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously didn't have that many people supporting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. When I looked at it there was 4 MUs, less than 30 people total, only 2 or 3 capable of heavy damage. And then I believe AJ's MU signed on there at the end. And
of course.
Yeah. Really, there wasn't a lot of firepower. We had a pretty high determination, so what little firepower there was, you know, did count for a lot. But, I mean, Americans signed on, and ironically, Americans fought against a revolution on the 4th of July. That was kind of entertaining in itself, although still very irritating that we had to.
The whole dictator module is just kind of funny at this point, you know?
So
yeah,
fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
fight for our freedom. Defend the tyranny.
It's one of the most bizarre modules they thought of, and I think they stole the Civil War module kind of thing from ESIM, I believe. But I don't know how it works over there, but this is just like an odd way to do it. I thought it was going to be some kind of almost way where you could make your own quasi-state of sorts, just fracturing off. But then it turned into this, and it was... It's bizarre.
It's very odd. And the sort of thing that it is like, you know, once we have a dictator installed, defensive or not, it takes away from Congress, you know? Like, you got these people wanting to be in Congress, they don't have buttons to press. So, you know, it contributes to that whole thing of lack of functionality again that goes on.
And maybe they're killing their own game, just very slowly and incompetently.
I don't think they want to, though, because have you seen the mobile games that they make? They are garbage.
No.
You should go look
up
either Public
Lab,
like their YouTube. They're just rip-offs of other games, and they're straight garbage.
Something, 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 Eastern European programming, something, something.
Romanians, man, Romanians. And Spanish. I forget they have, like, a Spanish office. That's really what does it for them.
How can they afford offices from this garbage?
Well, I'm not sure how they find the money to have people work in Spain.
That's true. Oh, I had another question for Trekker.
Go for it.
It's been a couple months since I officiated your wedding, right? One or two? Is he still there?
Yeah.
I think he's still listed as on.
That just wasn't a question.
Oh, no. I was just asking, how goes the marriage bliss? No, I was just asking about the marriage bliss that I instilled in your life. You're welcome.
Has it been blissful? I hope it has. I assume e-marriage, if that's what you can call it, is not very stressful.
it's been good.
You can tell he's blushing because he's not saying much. This is awesome.
Oh, no. Yeah, actually, I probably am blushing. No point in lying about it.
Oh, man.
No, e-marriage is good. yeah, not particularly stressful. Being president is a lot more stressful than that.
Fair enough. Did you think the election would be this close?
What was that?
Sorry, did you think the election would be this close? Yeah.
Okay. You all just talked to me at the same time.
Well, since we're on the subject, I don't think Beach Bunny is going to call in either because she's extremely tired. She said she still has family over too, but I don't believe she'll be calling in. So would you like to put in a good word for her, talk about her campaign a bit?
Oh, sure. What do you want to know? I mean, she's, she's put out lots of media. She's super active. She's extremely qualified for being president. She has some good ideas. And notice that's all just basic topical stuff, but no, she's put in a lot of hard work the last few months. I mean, she's been in NSC, she's been in IES, she's been Speaker of the House 3 times, Vice President.
That's true.
And that's only
president
the last 4 months.
President
Yeah, President of
ANP.
Now, all that requires a lot of time, especially 3 straight terms as Speaker can put a toll on you because of the just straight up madness and stupidity of Congress, like 80% of the time.
Congress isn't stupid.
I think she's the only one in congressional history, I believe, to serve 3 consecutive speaker terms. Because I was the first one to do 2 in like since 2011 or something like that, and that was still pretty straight bad.
I think there was a spout where Rainy Sunday had a couple back to back ones.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think so too, but I couldn't. I think she had some like split up, like it was like 2 and then split and then something like that. But
true.
I'd have to look through again. There's a thread where
possibly
like
in we get as well. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what we're talking about. But yeah, she's been crazy active. To her credit, it takes a lot of time and effort to do what she's done. She's revived like 2 different programs for Department of Interior, I believe. I think it was the Wall and Boobs for Noobs or something. One of those kinds of names.
Man, I spent so much time as president getting rid of Boobs for Noobs, my one legacy that wasn't shit, and it comes right back.
Well, you know what you need to do now, Paul, right?
Run for president, clearly?
Exactly. Paul 2015,
go,
ladies and gentlemen, he's doing it.
It's going to be shit again.
Again, did you want it the first time?
My whole platform
no.
is getting rid of Boobs for Noobs. Yeah, I don't think that'll be popular.
Did you want it the second time? No, but you're getting a third.
That's true. I mean, every now and then, people just try and get rid of programs and then bring them right back. Like, I know I tried to bring back the ambassador program probably 2 times, and it was both awful.
Oh, God. That
simply,
program
there aren't
is
enough
useless,
to do
though.
Anymore, and they don't care. Yeah.
There never were people to be ambassadors. Like, it just never was a good program. It was always just giving people jobs. I ran that forever. It's just useless.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, I would get docs, and it would be like, hey, look at all these ambassadors you once had. And then, you know, I'd be like, cool, like, that would be so useful for me. And then I'd try to get ambassadors, I'd get like 5 applications or something. And I'm just like, nope, this is not going to work.
Yeah, but,
yeah, the ambassador
yeah.
program, Jesus. It's like one of those things that you just put out to give people a job to make them feel useful.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Tenshibo would like to point out that Paul went from Tenshibo went from ambassador to country president, so he wants you to fight him, quote-unquote, faggot.
Dude, the ambassador program
show me
maybe did
footage.
One useful thing in history. And it was a waste of countless man hours just filling out forms, assigning people to different regions. There used to be regional directors of ambassadors. That was part of the cabinet. Like, Western European regional ambassador of ambassador bureaucracy. It was one of the most absurd wastes of excess hours
to meet
the needs of the expanding bureaucracy.
Yep.
That sounds so glorious. Oh, that's so glorious.
Well... man.
Welcome to Bureaucracy Hour on ENPR.
Bureaucracy
I mean, it's better
hour.
Than lack of any jobs, but it was not very good.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Well, Trucker, I think it's been great having you on. And I think we're gonna let someone else have a bit of spotlight here.
Oh, that works. I have to be on another radio show in 4 minutes.
Oh, awesome. Well,
too cool for
you.
Us.
Thank you very much for your time and your
it's
commentary.
Cool, you guys. Take care.
Yeah, you too,
no
man.
Problem. You too.
What a section.
And let's see if
God,
this works.
I just want to jump him.
Nice. So what?
President of
Moody,
I'll tell you what. What? Sorry, I'm just musing.
Oh, man. You know what? Just for the funnies, you want to bring Tenshibo on? Let's see what Tenshibo.
Dude,
does.
I love
absolutely.
Tenshibo.
Oh,
Tenshibo,
calling live on the air.
Fuck yeah!
How is it to be you, sir?
Yo, can you guys even hear me?
Yeah, dude,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
We can.
Hear you.
I
your voice is beautiful,
using, like,
and I want
these
it.
These ghetto ass iPhone headphones.
Oh, that's what I'm using. I'm using Apple headphones. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Oddly enough, they get pretty good quality.
Like, they're pretty legit.
They are.
Sponsored by Apple.
And
yeah, I know. Is obliged to put in
the
bill
that
it's probably sponsored by Apple.
Oh, man. I'm going to throw that into the intro music next time. Just sponsored by Apple. ENPR.
We should do a different sponsorship at the beginning of the time.
Oh, my God.
Shout out
to
AJ.
So be sponsored by AJ Bruno.
Oh, my God.
Sponsored by the firm of Bruno and Pfeiffer.
Yeah, just wanted to advert for that.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that. That was a good time. That was a good time. So what's up in your life, Tenshibo? What's up with you?
I got out of work like an hour ago. That's about it.
Dude, nice.
What do you do for work? I don't even remember.
I'm a cashier. It's pretty awesome. Not at all.
Ooh.
Yeah,
yeah. I retail stocks. I try to avoid it.
Yeah.
Although I've ended
it.
Up working with kids, so
ooh,
I don't know how much better that is.
I hate children. They're all sticky.
Well, at least I got the older kids this year, so they're like fifth grade ish. They respond a little better.
They're less sticky.
Kids are just useless.
Yeah, they
don't do anything for society.
They really are sometimes.
Years.
Like, they just argue with each other and hit each other, and there's nothing you can do about it. They won't change.
They're kids.
It's true. It's true. Kids, whatever. Yeah. Just throw them out the window when they're being stupid.
So Tenshibo, when are we next running for president again?
I have to quit the game first, but
Are you in game dead? Are you in game dead right now?
I actually was, but Wild Owl made me sign in the other day.
That's embarrassing.
And then I actually because I'm not dead, I signed in again today to vote in the election.
Fuck.
What would you vote?
You do that.
I voted Beach Bunny because my party went the other way, and I was like, yo, I don't even play this anymore, so I'm going the exact opposite of them.
Dude, I feel you.
Nice.
Every time
nice
we had
reasoning.
The buttons in Congress, I voted no on things just for the sake of it. So
yo, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. The fun life, man. Be contrarian.
Just vote AJ every time.
Like, you gotta celebrate Shark Week by going against the trend.
Exactly.
Gotta buck that trend.
So how does it feel to be alive in game again? Does it feel
it's actually awful. Like, the greatest thing in the world was when I found out. Yo, hold up though. When you're dying in the game, they send you like the weirdest email about how your citizen's like starving to death or something.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember getting that like years ago when I quit originally.
I was like,
when I just
what?
Didn't do anything. I was like, what the fuck? My citizen is like dying, and they're like, save your citizen.
Yeah,
he's dying
it's the
of starving.
Thing.
Do you want him to suffer and die? It's pretty awful.
You just expect it to come with like ASPCA music, just like.
You have been wounded on the battlefield. Get back in the fight to keep your health up.
Oh God! Stop singing.
It just keeps going. It keeps going.
You can save the life of a pretend citizen in this game. Just make a donation now. good God.
We'll send you a picture of a dying e-citizen.
Tenshi, I don't mean to change this off track, but how was the concert, man? You never really followed through on that.
I cannot talk about that.
I heard your game was strong, Tenshi, though.
Yeah.
I heard your game was strong with the ladies.
It's pretty good. I actually can't talk about all that, though.
Ah, dude.
Is it because you're on, like, FBI watch list?
No. It's because my mom's in the other room, and that's not how I'm going to get kicked out of the house.
Did you sneak out? Oh, my God.
Can this radio show just be like Derpup's brother and Tenshibo's mom?
If we do that, it would be the best decision we've made.
It would just be, I would have my brother come in here and just play trumpet while Tenshibo tries to yell over it.
We're getting into surreal territories.
It's going to be a very postmodern ENPR.
People are going to sign into ENPR, log into IRC, and just hear, whaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa Sorry, what am I saying? I don't even know.
I don't know anymore.
I'm sorry.
Well,
you know, if
this
you
is pretty good election coverage.
This is pretty good election coverage. You know, I've got Tyler on the line, but I don't want any more than four people at a time because people are going to get confused as to who's talking, as if they aren't already. So, I mean, when we've got a whole other hour left. That's the thing. Like this is a long ass show.
I'll tell you what, put Tyler on. I'll mute myself, and then like I'll unmute myself if I have something funny to say. How's that work?
That sounds like
technology. That could work. Let me make sure I remember which one Tyler's number is. I've got it. You got it here. Oh. Here we go. Let's see. You got yourself
muted.
Ladies
and gentlemen, this show is brought to you by Mac.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to bring on glorious candidate for president, I suppose. I don't know. He's currently in the lead right now.
He's something.
It's Tyler, and he's on the air.
Woo!
I believe.
Yeah, we can. You guys hear me? Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely.
Awesome. I'm so excited
What brought you back to run for president after, let's face it, people, like, Beach Bunny was super active, and you're just like, hey, I'm going to run, guys.
I've been kind of lurking a little bit.
I figured.
None of my jobs that I've been doing have been all that highly visible. I host communes for the Shield Hammer program, so I got to log in every day to make sure that's getting done and labor's doing where it needs to go and send out messaging in the Fed party, which, you know, again, none of that's all that visible.
Party work.
Did a little bit of media in the media department. But I've had access to everything just because, you know, former CP.
That's true. You got that former president access.
Yeah.
I will say, though, Tyler, every time I forget about this game, I get, like, an email, and it's just you mass messaging the feds, and it goes to my email for some reason. You're the only reason why I even remember eRepublic exists.
Paul,
forget about party involvement.
I do that on purpose. That's why
from what I can see, the Federalist Party is just you mass messaging. Like, I don't know who's in it anymore, but you're sending all the messages.
That's kind of been my job. Is even entertaining anymore? Like, has it gotten that bad?
I'm sorry, I missed the question.
I was wondering, like, just the party in general, is it really that inactive? Like, that's just the vibe I just got there.
Everybody's very active these days. We're not seeing our best days as far as internal activity, but I handle the messaging and not the most highly visible thing in the world, so. But I'm still around.
That's true. However, you're in your campaign, you've hinted at a bit of a media heavy presidency, like summaries of PDBs and questions can be asked and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we used to. The MJ and I both had
press releases where we have a press secretary that would post in a, you know, a public section of the executive where there'd be a summary of the goings on in the presidential daily brief. We're going to bring that back. I'm thinking we'll also publish it in game.
Yeah, I think it'd be good if you're elected that you could publish those and that in the actual in-game media and answer questions there, because there are obviously a lot of people who either don't like the forums or would rather just, you know, not post there. Or people who just miss it because, I mean, who checks the executive branch on the forums if you don't really have access to the cabinet room?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, that's one thing.
Like,
we'll
I forget
start,
about
you know,
it if I don't have access.
Doing that in-game, assuming my limited little lead that I've got holds up for the next few hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you as surprised about this little of a gap as everybody else is, or how do you feel about it?
I was kind of two minds on it. I was hoping, obviously, for logical purposes, that I would just scream out to this huge lead and then just be done. But I think it's probably better for the community if there's at least a little bit of drama in it. So
that's true. That's true.
It's a little more stressful than I was hoping for, but at the same time, I think it's, like I said, probably better for everyone else that there's some vested interest in going in and seeing what's going on.
Yeah.
And it also seems like you two had almost conflicting, I wouldn't say campaigns, but as far as how you went about trying to get support, you went mainly to the parties, and whereas Beach Bunny seemed to go for the military units. And I think that's what really ended up pulling it in for Beach Bunny, because if you look at the support for the parties, I mean, you got the major parties, whereas I think she's pulling a lot of support from military units, which you aren't seeing on the supported party page.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I just tried to run a campaign like they did a couple of years ago, where you go to the parties and you just, you know, send out a ton of messages and go with what I knew. Just get the work.
That's true. I think, if anything, Beach Bunny's strategy there just shows how parties don't have the same kind of cohesion that they used to. There's just not, you know, with the dumbing down of the parties, there's not as much activity in them. And all that kind of stuff.
Parties have been becoming obsolete for years now. I remember when the military unit was introduced and everyone was like, the parties are going to die. And at the time, I don't know, I didn't think it was going to happen. But as the community shrinks, the parties are the first to go. They're just artifice. Like, there's no real, as was mentioned earlier, mechanics reason for parties to be particularly strong. For a while, they held on. But, I mean, as time goes on, parties are becoming obsolete.
Yeah, I mean, each of them have their own identity of sorts, but it's waning a bit.
Yeah, I think there's definitely, nobody can really say what the feds are about anymore, you know what I mean? Like, they have the traditions of everything, but there's no real difference between the feds and the ANP so far as the people in it. It's just a big bunch of cliques now, you know, so...
But, I mean, even when it was cliques, like, there was a development where it went from being parties that stood for something or other to them just being cliques without real platforms. But even then, it was because there were communities of people, and you had something, like, defining about who was in it. Like, there was a different sort of person who would be more likely to put up with feds versus, I don't know, whatever. But now I think it's beyond that. I think parties are just things that powerful players need to have, because you need to be in a party to do it, but I think it's just... I don't think there's anything really to them anymore. There's not really a community anymore in the party.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, I will say it was very interesting to see Beach Bunny's cabinet choices and her vice president choice especially. Like, Marion Q, not exactly the person that I was like, yeah, that's who I want on the docket. Like, nothing against her. It didn't grab me personally. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, she's done a lot, but it's all been mainly outside of the country.
Oh, sure.
So we don't have this picture of her as, like, you know, the super active, the American citizen of sorts, I suppose.
And I think also outside the country, but also outside of party politics,
I mean, something that you need to understand about the Socialist Freedom Party is they do all their stuff on their forums. They're extraordinarily active in-game with in-party communication, and they're all very invested in Bear Calvary. I would say that they're probably the, well, I mean, after this show and today, they're definitely the most active party force in America. You know what I mean? So, like...
That's true. They are incredibly active, and it shows in their media. Yeah, we do have Jude on the line, so hopefully we'll get to talk to him a bit about the party later. Although he recently, just today, stepped down as the party president, and we'll possibly let him talk about why soon.
But, that makes sense, then, that Mariam Q would be the vice president, because vice presidents have never been, like, they're never a useful position. Some presidents make them more useful than others, but as a whole, they're just a party pandering position, so... I mean, it's party pandering. That's what vice presidents are.
That's true. But I mean, almost Colbert was certainly useful vice president.
They're mainly there, I think, to just offer advisory input. They're supposed to be that kind of person with experience, more than likely, that can help steer you in critical situations.
Yeah,
every
once
in a while, you'll see someone say, this vice president's going to be different than others, but it usually doesn't end up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, Tyler, I have a question I've been meaning to ask you for quite some time. So, you know, I know why Paul has his avatar, because he's a friggin' comic book nerd. You know, he loves all about that Scott Pilgrim. I switch between things because I'm this crazy person. I've settled on Calvin and Hobbes recently. I feel that's a pretty good job for me. And Derp, you know, Derp is just...
Derp is derp.
I don't know. How many conventions have you gone to?
I've
been banned
all
from
one time. Do it.
But like, what made you pick specifically Will Ferrell and specifically Ricky Bobby? Like, what was that sort of avatar connection that you felt really drove home your point?
That's a good question. My first time around playing this game, I had a crazed Tricks Rabbit avatar. And I decided,
I remember that. Oh my god!
And I decided to change it when I came back. Just, you know, starting over, can kind of do maybe a little bit more of a new persona, have a little more fun this time around than last time. And I don't know. I love the Brat Pack with, you know, Vince Vaughn and Luke Wilson and Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller and Will Ferrell and all them. And so it's kind of really easy to pick out one of them. And I think I was watching Talladega Nights at the time when I was thinking about making the change. And that's what I went with. And it's been a couple of years now, so now it's just kind of ingrained.
That's true. I feel like that's how most people pick their avatars, just whatever they're into in that moment. And they're like, yeah, I can pick a character from that. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's how I originally did Zoidberg in my original profile. I just watched a lot of Futurama and I was just like, that'll be good.
It's someone to aspire to be.
Yeah.
Yes. I really wish, you know, whenever anyone thinks of me, I just want them to think clumsy Dr. Zoidberg, you know. Or dumb retarded horse, you know.
And
just
now you want them to think you're a flying horse. A flying cross-eyed horse.
Exactly. There we go.
That's already what I think of. So you've succeeded.
I mean, that's who I'm fully convinced I'm talking to right now. I need to make that clear. You're not real people. Like,
No, I'm definitely not a real person. Like, this is a voice. This is a speech, a text-to-speech program over here.
Got your hooves working fast, do you?
My hooves are just like slamming on the keyboard and somehow just making words.
It's like a room full of monkeys with typewriters.
Yeah,
they'll pump out Shakespeare eventually.
Yeah, did you guys read that shit when you were like little, like click clack moo cows that type, and it's not a bunch of cows that type? I don't know why I'm listening to that.
Yes.
It was a formative experience.
No.
It's about cows that type. That's the whole premise. Click clack moo. That's you, Derp.
Oh, what an incredible literary addition.
died. Did I lose people? I can't hear anything. Was I dead for a second there?
Hello?
Hello? I couldn't hear anything for a while. Oh, there we go. Are we back? Are we good?
Oh, we're yeah, good. I think we're good.
Yeah, I'm there sure. We go. Okay. Nice. Okay. I couldn't hear or do anything for a second there. I thought I died.
We were helpless.
To e hell.
Aimless in the dark.
We are wanderers in a foreign land. let's see. So, Tyler, USAF is obviously a hefty subject in the past month or so. What do you plan on doing with it? Do you have any specific plans you have laid out?
Not yet. I wanted to get in there, look around, see what's going on first.
Did I die again? What is
the reason
Hello?
I say that is, can you hear me? Hello?
Can you hear me now? Good.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh my God.
Tyler, just keep talking. I don't care if we lose Paul or not. He's not that important.
What?
Okay, I'll just talk.
Not then. Acceptable.
technical difficulties.
I don't really plan on going in and making wholesale changes in USAF because I'm an outsider and I don't know what's going on in their MU, and that's not really fair to them to come in and say, all right, guys, I'm a politically elected official. I'm going to fix all your shit. And then 30 to 60 days, somebody else is going to come in and refix it a different way. That's hardly fair to them. So I was planning on going in and speaking to the officers and the leaders of the MU and seeing what it is they need from me, what their plans are, because they're the ones that are there and are going to be there after I'm done long term. And those are the changes that have the best chances of sticking, because if they don't like it, you know, the next guy comes in and they just throw it out anyway. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah,
yep.
We can hear you clear. We were
okay.
Just stunned by the audacity of your words.
A bold new plan.
Okay, I'm back.
Are you?
Are we on?
Are you fully back?
I can. Hey, I'm back. I'm back. Here
all
we go.
Good.
I missed you.
It kicked me off. It was just like, you are not connected anymore. And then my mic screwed up and blah, blah, blah. It kicked us all off. The switchboard only has four people on it, us three, and somehow Pfeiffer has stayed on.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
Is Tyler still on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, and you're still
Sweet.
Here.
Can people actually hear us?
That's a good question.
Tensivo, the show is back up. Nice. Thank you, Sen Ryaku. I always forget how to pronounce that. Okay,
so
my connection is a bit bleh. I'm getting some packet loss here. So, Tyler, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Sweet. So, is there anything that you plan on doing with the USAF in regards to reform or restructuring or just pumping some cash into it?
Because of this. My main thing is I'm going to go in and just talk to the leaders and see what they want to do and see how I can help them, because I'm an outsider.
I'm getting.
And, you know, if they don't like what I'm doing, the next guy is going to come in and just fix something a different way. So, for the most part, I wasn't planning on coming in and shoving wholesale changes down their throat as someone that's not part of their MU and doesn't understand their background and their long-term needs. So it was mainly just to try and work with them and do what I can do to help with what they want to do and stay out of the way.
Fair enough. So in contrast to your approach with USAF, which is to sort of like leave it a hands-off sort of what do you guys need, holler if you want anything type deal, you're looking at sort of restructuring education and interior as departments. Am I right in that?
Yes. Yes, I don't know what I'm going to do with Wookie. I was planning on
utilizing
him. I'm
going to unmute Tenshibo here.
His excellence. with, you know, just being Wookiee. But he's kind of gotten himself blacklisted, so I'm not sure.
R.I.P. Wookiee. You beautiful, traitorous bastard, you.
Yeah, gotta love him.
Yeah, he sees. But he'll bounce back. It's fine.
I assembled, you know, four people that are really excellent in the media and just really excellent at just entertaining and having some fun with Wookiee Jack and yourself, Eric, and Tom Cochin and Nick Birdman. And I've been talking to Jefferson Locke, and he's got some really, really excellent ideas about some Daoist wars and anti-snow stuff that I was going to have him talk to you guys about. That should be a lot of fun.
J-Lo always brightens my day. He's good.
Yes, yes. I'm not going to say they're my ideas because that's really I recognize my limitations. I just find the right people that can inspire and let them do their thing and just tinker around the edges, I guess. So it should be fun. It should be a lot of fun and hopefully give people something to look forward to logging into, like what crazy shit are we going to get from Aramick today. Let's read his article, you know, that kind of thing.
Woo!
Should be fun.
Yeah. Should be good. Fun is all right. Fun, sort of, I guess fun, but, you know, whatever.
And the rest of it mainly is just making sure that, like, the little things get done. Like, you know, we have a contest going on, but no training war, no natural enemy bonus, you know, stuff like that. It's just, in my opinion, poor attention to detail. And that won't happen.
Well, fair enough. It sounds like a lovely plan. I don't. Paul Derp, you guys there? Are we alone, Tyler?
I think so.
Oh,
what's up, Tiffany?
I'm here too, but like I have my mic muted.
Dude, that's because you were just watching. Oh, man, it feels so empty right now.
So, Tyler, you're still on, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Why'd you even run the term? Like, just...
Yeah, dude.
Like, and I don't mean that in, like, an insulting way. I mean, like, you came out of nowhere and running, so, like, well, why'd you decide to run?
I kind of did that on purpose. Like, I've been planning on running since June, and Sprecher decided to go with a third term, and I thought it would be in bad taste to primary against a party member. So I just kind of shelved the plans a little bit, and just hung out. My inspiration for this was actually when Milrath did this shit to me. I thought I was going to just slide in and replace Wild Owl, and then boom, there's Milrath. I was like, oh, well, that's not happening.
Oh, man. That was a good run-off. That was a good time.
Yeah. So that's kind of what it did. I just kept quiet, watched what was going on, and we put a segment in the White House press release every once in a while, and then just White House press report, my bad.
Fair enough.
Message the party, and then put my announcement out.
Word. I've been told to tell you, Derp, that Jude is on hold. I would enjoy being placed on at your earliest convenience.
Derp is sort of... He's in the space between places right now.
Is he going interstellar?
Wait, hold on. Spoilers. I haven't seen
it. What?
You think I'm joking. It looks like it's now the Tenchi Tyler Aramick Power Hour. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We're sponsored by Apple, just to make that clear this time around. The new ENPR, and we're whoring ourselves out like no day tomorrow.
Every now and then I hear Derp try to say something, and it just...
it's adorable, is what it is. It's like a struggling puppy trying to climb up on a sofa.
Is Dirt the one at the controls for the show?
Yeah, he's riding in the pilot seat of this one. So like, we're sort of up in the air until he figures out what's going on. So that's fun. That's always fun.
His brother's probably watching Netflix or something.
Oh, probably. He just probably tipped off.
Yep.
He's probably catching up on Daredevil. That's what he's doing. So, Tyler, you're still here, right?
I'm still here.
So, we're sort of, I don't want to be coy about this, but, like, we're sort of out of people to run for POTUS. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
you're a third-time runner. The old Beach Bunny is sort of the only person that hasn't done it in a while, right?
Beach Bunny and S. Colbert, they're, like, the only two people around who, like,
yeah,
haven't been, but could be.
Yeah. And, I mean, they'll get their turn, but, like, looking ahead a little bit, who do you see, or who does anybody, for that matter, on this show, see as, like, being possibly in the next wave after that? Like, I'm sure Colbert's going to get his turn here soon. I'm sure Beach Bunny's going to get hers after this election, if she loses Tyler, which it looks sort of like that. But, like, what do you see as the next wave after that? Do you see any inklings in any parties? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of guys like that I would love to see get a chance at it before he kind of fell ill and dropped activity. John NWP is one guy that I would have loved to have seen.
Oh, yeah.
Run. He was my NSC chair for me and was just the man with the machine. Fantastic. So I'm hoping health problems clear up, that he's able to put himself forward. Index Infinity is a fellow Fed. He's backpacking in China right now. If he weren't, I'd be giving him a key position in my cabinet, but he could position himself for a future run, because I think he's fantastic. I would love to see Jefferson Locke stick around long enough to have a run at the White House. He shades.
Wasn't he? Well, hold up. Wasn't J-Lo president once?
He ran against Vanek during the Unity days.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yep,
it's there Vanek. Was all that crap.
Can't really beat Vanek.
Nah, can't beat Van.
Nope. Yeah. Mr. Perry is my chief of staff. He's done some things in education, been a party president. I would like to see him kind of position himself for a CP run if that's his desire. So there's a few people out there that, you know, just got to give them a shot at the few places.
I think a couple other good ones, and this is just partly speaking within my own party, like Sinasi. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, Sinasi. Yeah.
The guy's highly motivated. He's got a very good set of shoulders on him. I think he could have that potential as well.
He's always been good, but he's never, like, just sat down and, like, politicked, you know?
He hasn't. He's not a very political person. But
like,
he's
he plays
been
the game, but
people.
He doesn't, like, go out. Like, you gotta go out there and, like, start pursuing that stuff. And it seems like he's never tried to pursue it, you know? But
I
he
think
could
we
be.
Might see him. Yeah.
Ironically,
it's those
guys that usually make pretty decent presidents.
Oh, finally, it worked.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I love
your
sultry
voice.
I backpacked while you were gone, you
apparently,
know?
Direct connect to Blog Talk Radio just, like, fucked me up hard. So I had to try and figure out my thing because I never used
it. Apparently, the Fed radio show also was down for a bit, so it wasn't just you.
Well,
I hate those guys. Hey, can we start a rivalry with Fed Radio? Like a really bitter, angry rivalry that takes us both down?
Because, like, they suddenly came up and had the same day as ENPR, and that was not acceptable. That was very much so not acceptable.
Yeah, they need to get the hell out.
Okay, well,
just better.
Well, let's see if we can get someone else on right now.
I know,
Let's
Jude
see.
Is
Tyler, you're beautiful.
Tyler, you've been on for quite some time now, haven't you?
It's been a pleasure, guys. I appreciate it.
It's been great. It's been great. Good luck for
I'll
the rest of
the night.
I'll
see you all hopefully in future episodes.
Absolutely. See you in the PDB tomorrow morning.
Yeah, confident.
I don't know if you want to call it. I don't know if you want to call it even now. But we will see you sometime in the future. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys.
Tyler Bubar, okay. Calling the presidency early, more on ENPR.
Okay, so let's bring on Jude for a minute, because I am curious to see his thoughts on the Socialist Party and where it could go from here. And
oh, absolutely.
Jude.
Get that.
Oh,
get
boy,
that
of
rest.
Course you're going to ask the hard question.
We're
thanks
not going
to
not, dude. You had
thanks
to
for that. Your journalistic integrity is unmatched by all. It sucks. I stepped down as party president today.
What's up with that, man?
Well, you know, it's my job as party president. You guys have been party presidents. You know, it's my job as party president to make sure the party doesn't do anything stupid that can hurt its image. I failed.
Did you do something stupid today? I'm not sure.
Why did you?
It's not the stupid. It's just... let's see. You guys know I'm really hard at putting these things in words. It's not the right move. I don't like the dictatorship thing, but it's a necessary evil.
I don't
evil.
Think anyone truly likes
you know?
It. It's a necessary evil.
I believe that SFP was on the right track at getting into the top five, which would be more congressmen so that we can actually have more of a say-so in the way politics are and make certain changes if we get enough people on board. That makes much more sense than these civil wars over and over again. How did that come out better?
That came out pretty well.
Yeah, it came out pretty good. So you sort of resigned for moral reasons.
I resigned because I failed as a party president. Because, you know, that's the job, you know, and
I don't know.
That.
See, the thing is, though, I don't know if you could you really have prevented them from doing that? It seemed like
it got brought up, and I thought it was a joke, you know, by just a few people.
That's what I thought, too, for a while until they
but
kept
then all
it
of a sudden it was
article.
Like, real, you know, and I was like,
that's
what?
How these things always go. Yeah.
So I should have seen this, you know. I mean, I know these people better than most people, and I should have seen this, and I should have stepped in, and I didn't.
Nah.
Therefore, things are going to – I mean, I really think the party image is hurt really bad. I think we've been doing really well to sustain ourselves as an opposition party that isn't insane, you know. and now all of that is
or
thrown
Serbian.
Out by
yeah.
one thing, you know. Yeah, yeah, or Serbian, yeah. So, I mean, I know a lot of people were looking at us as the next AFA, and then we were finally getting that shed away. And, you know, I've seen things changing. Like, you don't see top five anymore. You see the words top six. You know, that kind of thing shows that there's some integration and, you know, the goal is right there. You know, we're 40 people out of top five, dude. 40 people.
Yes.
Well, we were
yesterday. Do you think you could still make it there, though, in any reasonable amount of time?
I don't know. It all depends on what the party decides it's going to do from here. I've basically just put it in the hands of everybody and said, you know, hey, what do you think this party should be about? Because, you know, you guys need to find an image. It's too big of a skill. SFP is really awesome because we are so individual, you know, and there is no party line. There has never been. And that's what's so awesome about it. But at the same time, this is a huge difference in gameplay. You know, it's either change from within a system or attack the system. Those two things can't mesh in forever in one grouping of people. And so that's why I was like, you know, hey, I stepped down. Here's this. Now, what are we going to do? You know.
So who is party president right now? Do you have, like, an acting guy or...
Like a trained bear
that you send out, or what's going on?
Listen, it puts the longest-serving member of our leadership committee, the Revolutionary Committee, in charge. That would be the Norm, which is a perfect person.
Oh.
Which is a perfect person right now, and it's something I, you know, thought about before stepping down. Because the Norm is accepted in both, you know, sides of this whole thing, you know. And he's a good person who I hope would step up and fix something now. I don't know. He hasn't really said anything, so I don't know. In game, it's some Bulgarian guy, I don't know. But, I mean, what can anybody do as party president in game between the presidential elections and the party president elections, really, except for
changing
right.
I would. I, the only thing I could think of would be I would every day just for the hell of
it. I've done that before.
That's
to party.
The only
it was
do.
Fun. Great fun.
A lot of laughs. Just good times.
Are you please the place come to? All
right. Is am I breaking up or is somebody else breaking up?
I think it's Ryan who's breaking up.
Because I can't that what he said.
Oh, maybe it's me. I can hear you guys clearly. Can you hear me?
We can kind of hear you.
Yeah, you're kind of breaking it.
Sweeten your voice a little bit.
Let's,
layer on some honey, boy.
Let's see. I might take out my...
Welcome to ENPR. Uh-oh. We are sponsored by robots.
ENPR is sponsored by robots now. Is that it?
Well, apparently the chat room is sponsored by Pfeiffer, and I'm never allowed there.
And she goes back. We're going to allow Tenshiba to come back on because he's a god.
Yo,
welcome
shout
back,
out
Tenshiba.
Tenshi,
what's up? How you
nothing
doing,
much. Bae? Doing good. I got all the hard-hitting questions for Jude whenever I got
oh, my case. God. I knew it.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
hard-hitting
god.
Questions.
Is this going to be drug time?
Most of these
talk.
Are all Franklin Stone related, so get ready.
Franklin's not a bad guy.
One, why did you let him in the party?
Because, man, I mean, Franklin's not a bad guy altogether, man. You just gotta try to understand him sometimes.
Like, honestly, earlier in the interview when you said you had to resign because of stupid shit, I thought you resigned because you let him in the party.
you know, sometimes you just have to put on the tinfoil hat and just go with it to understand him, man.
Oh,
you know?
My God. Are you guys going to run him for Congress like We the People does or no?
He actually ran for nomination for the way SFP does it. We have an election in our forums, and he ran and wasn't voted, so he didn't make
it. Ooh. That's a tough rejection.
Franklin Stone, black sheep of the black sheep, more on ENPR.
So, do you agree with
Stone's a good guy? Yeah.
Do you agree with his definition of socialism? Which let me get it so I can quote it real quick.
I saw it.
Oh, I missed that.
He needs
that.
To stay away from those forums. Is what he needs to do.
He really needs to. It's bad for his health.
I mean, honestly,
it's half the reason I go on now. You know.
Yeah. No, go
I don't
ahead.
Know why he goes to USA forums. I mean, but Franklin Stone's a good guy. He has some decent ideas, and he really wants to do some things. It's just. I don't know, like, you know, you guys bring out the worst in him, dude, I swear to God.
Like, he'll make a constructive comment every now and then. It's like, oh, cool, like, that was a good idea. And then it just, like, devolves from there into some kind of, like, nonsense.
I just think
like,
that he,
either
know.
Because of us or because it's, like, a combination of things, but a lot of times it just turns into nonsense or everyone is actually Pfeiffer in disguise.
You say Forbes
like,
just brings out the
though.
Worst in him. That's all. Like on our forums, he's great. He's fun. Everybody likes him on our forums. You know?
See now. I feel like I should sign up to those forums and get the other half of the story.
And if you want to sign up to the forums, the link is sfp-erep.forummotion.com.
ENPR sponsored by socialism.
Ooh, socialism.
Who keeps on saying that? Is that Derp?
No,
that's
Aramex. That's Aramex, okay. That makes sense now. That makes total sense. I never heard your voice before. It's pretty hot.
Dude.
I only recognize Paul's
Thanks,
voice,
man.
To be honest.
That's true. My
yeah,
voice is just faulty, so.
A deep timbre.
I've been on
that's true.
NPR with Paul a few times, so.
Yeah. Wry and unassuming is what I would say about a lot of your voice, too. Ryan, I'm assuming.
Do what?
Wait, what?
Never mind. I was trying to wax poetical about Jude's voice, but never mind.
Oh, it's hot. Oh. That's all you got to say. It's hot. Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to seduce you, man. Come on.
Hey, you don't need to try, okay, Aramek?
We need some good seduction on the radio here. It's got to be entertaining. We need some good old butt stuff.
Any non-Franklin Stone questions for Tenshiba?
Yeah.
Tenshi.
The real question I wanted to ask you when you came on. So eventually SFP is going to become a big party simply because with all the people slowly trickling out and you guys gaining more and more activity, you're going to become a big party. How long do you think until that transition goes into full swing and you're top five and then top four and then truly, you know, a big player on the stage?
I think SFP's is already probably the most active party right now. And I'm not just saying that because I'm in SFP, but...
You're the most active party.
Yeah, you're definitely
like,
the most
an active party of three people loses to, like, an inactive party of 1,000, you know?
Right, well, yeah. I mean, you know, we got accused by Black Sheep after we split from, you know, having them run us for Congress because one of the things there that was I brought that up to my leadership group. I was like, hey, guys, you know, we bring in these votes. I mean, we bring a huge voting block to Congress elections. And so, you know, we should ask for a little bit more. So we asked for a little bit more from Black Sheep. They weren't ready to accommodate. So I was like, okay, cool. We found somebody that was. So they got mad and they started accusing us of having Maltese. And they actually found, I think, what, 7 Maltese, which really, on the grand scale of things, that's not a lot, you know. So right now, all of the top five, I think, are being held, especially, like, see, we just sent a bunch of reports in on them. And when a bunch of these die, I think you'll see us get a lot closer. The question exactly was when, timeline? Okay, about 2 to 3 months to top five at most, really. We're getting a lot of people. We hit a lot of new people up. We recruit like crazy. And we got a lot of people who are unsatisfied with other parties that come to me and ask me about SFP, and, you know, we've gained some people that way as well.
So
you heard it here first. Socialism for September.
So 2 to 3 months until you get to top five. Right now, the number five party is American Military Party. Do you think you're going to jump them, or do you think Black Sheep is going to continue to fall in members?
To be honest with you, if it came down to activity, it would be WTP to fall. I think they're the most inactive party right now. I hate to be mean. I have friends in all parties. You guys know that. And I have enemies in most parties. I have friends in all parties, and I'd hate to see any of them go, but somebody's got to go. And to be honest with you, I really don't care which one goes. my goal is to get SFP in the top five. And then we'll run people from other parties because, you know, people were so magnanimous to us. We'll be as magnanimous back to them.
So you said 2 to 3 months until you guys are in the top five. When you're in the top five, are you going to start running serious presidential candidates or are you going to stay there for a while? What's the plan as far as getting the top seat for your party?
When
we'll just keep on doing what we're doing, is just recruiting and showing people a different way of being a party. And that's going to be how we move up. I mean, we already, like, we run serious presidential candidates. We just haven't fielded one from our party. Because right now I don't think, A, anybody wants to be one CP in our party. And B, I don't know. We're not interested in that right now.
And C, anybody who's tried is now blacklisted, essentially.
Well, you know.
I ask this question of everybody else.
Is he blacklisted or just censored?
Censored. He's not blacklisted.
Right. There's a difference.
Yeah, this is true. He just can't talk all the time in Congress.
Whoops. Oh, well. Big loss, guys.
It's such a loss. It pulls at my heartstrings every time it happens to me. I know that.
Greenland thanked Ghost of Tom Joad for getting him censored. He's like, yeah, you're finally away from this madness. I love Greeling.
Greeling has been trying to not be involved, so I love him.
That's what he said. He's like, I've been trying for months for this, and boom, you make it happen in a day, you know?
He's been asking me. He's like, when am I going to stop working for this party? And I was like, I don't know, dude. I sort of like you being around. He's like, no, that sucks. You should let me go. I was like, I don't, like, have a leash on you. And he's like, fine. And then he does something. And I'm like, that was really cool. And he was like, can I leave now? And I'm like, all right, what do you want?
Yeah. What other questions? Did I answer your question, Tenshiba?
Do you have any other questions? If not, I have one question.
I'm happy to sit here and one more take these. Take it like a man.
I have one more question from Tenshi. We're going to bring
it.
I have more questions.
Udo Mas said. Thank you. I thought you had another question.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good.
Go for it.
All right, cool. I asked everybody else this. Did you expect the election to be this close between Tyler and Bunny?
Not at all.
Really?
And it's going to sound funny, but I knew. I actually thought Beach Bunny would have it. Not against Tyler.
Really?
I thought Beach Bunny would have it for this reason. Look at this. Tyler had USWP, Fed, Black Sheep, WTP endorsement, and it's still this close, you know?
Yeah. I knew that she would pull votes
from the other parties. I knew it.
Especially
and I just
all that EZC endorsement really, really helped her. I think, like, the fact that Deep Chill, despite being USWP, voted for Beach Bunny because of all of the EZC people. I mean, some of the MUs have strong communities like that that you can tap into for votes that go beyond party lines.
Right. But I don't dislike Tyler. I hope he knows that. I don't hold anything against him. But I really thought that Beach Bunny was going to win.
So, I know your party supported Beach Bunny. Did you support her as well, personally, or?
Oh, yes.
Cool.
Behind the scenes, I was giving her any advice that she wanted or was willing to take.
Did you support her as well, sexually?
I tried my best.
Dude, sleeping with the president's wife? ENPR tonight.
ENPR, where scandal unfolds.
I tried. She keeps telling me no. She said that she needs to, stay true to Trekker or something. I don't know. I quit paying attention when she said no. It trailed off. I don't know.
It's kind of weird, but, you know, keep trying at it, I guess, if it's your heart's desire, you know, just go for it. But it's been great having you on. Thanks for coming on here. Yeah, no problem. And with that, I believe we are going to bring on Pfeiffer because he's been sitting on here forever, and I'm sure he has opinions to share. Pfeiffer, welcome to ENPR.
Pfeiffer,
assuming you're still here. Are you here,
yeah.
Pfeiffer? Oh, nice. So what do you think about this election? It's been real, real close.
Honestly, I had it breaking for Tyler closer to 53%.
Mm-hmm.
I knew Beach Money's been planning the run for a while. So if you notice what's been happening the last few months, it's like, now I'm in this military unit and I'm going to be there for 6 weeks, and then I'm going to go to this military unit for 6 weeks, and then it's...
She's been building a reputation with the end.
Sure.
She's hopped around, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a good strategy. I, personally, that was what made me even more hesitant. I mean, I like Tyler, so obviously I'm going to go for Tyler the majority of the time anyway, just because he and I have worked together. But that makes me hesitant to support somebody because I'm somebody who I join a party or a unit or a team or whatever, and I'm there for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important. I think there are times for I'm going to go here and then I'm going to go here and then I'm going to go here. Obviously, when I was president, I made a point of visiting military units, specifically ones that I either had never been in or hadn't been in for a while. But that was more of a, I'm going here to, you know, publicize these units or to do whatever. And this was very a partisan thing. And as much as military units are becoming more partisan, I think joining them specifically with electoral reasoning blurs that line more than I'd like. You know, even being somebody who started a military unit partly for political reasons, when we started the Ultramarines, it was because we didn't like the fact that there was either the JCS or you were going to SEAL Team 6, which was not the right thing for everybody. Those were your only options. And so we wanted to show that you could be a active political player and you could avoid having to deal with the internal politics of these other groups, because we really didn't have any, and it wasn't something that was discussed in the unit. But having that be the motivation, not like I'm shopping for a unit, which I have to do, but I'm going here knowing that in a month I'll meet 40 people that only populate this forum, and then I'm going to leave to go somewhere else. That's so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a good play by her. It was a good strategy to build up her image in different MUs and then reach out to them to get cabinet appointees. I definitely applaud for that strategy. It worked, essentially. It worked almost. I mean, she's only
Well, no, and it is a good thing. I mean, and I think people who are going to be active in the community need to reach out, but there's ways that you can do that without changing teams on a regular basis. I don't know. If it weren't for the fact that now most of the we have two major parties on the EUS forums, and I have no interest in going to the AMP forum because last time I went, the color scheme gave me a headache, and I'm banned for another.
Oh, we moved to the EUS
forums.
Yeah,
they moved to the EUS forums.
Did they?
Yeah,
that was
about 8 months ago, I think. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong in the chat.
I've always liked that because I, having played in the UK for a while, I like that all their parties had their member section, but their just having a chat with people section was a national thing. You know, they have member sections where they have discussions and stuff like that, but sharing that general thing was always good. So I'm not going to go to the Black Sheep Party one, and I'm banned from the Fed Forum, I think, for another 23 years. But you can go to those boards and you can talk to people and you can, and that's actually why I'm banned from the Fed boards. I was making too many friends, I think. But I don't
friends
know.
Friends with a P or friends with an F?
Well, friends with an F can upgrade to friends with a P.
Moxie.
It takes time. It takes effort.
It just takes some time to know. Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah. You have to, you know, put the time in. And I actually have an updated friends listing for the forum, but I need to write an article, and I just never find the motivation to fucking write the article, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to these days. Yeah.
I've got another election question for Cypher.
Yeah.
We're coming close here.
Obviously, you supported Tyler because he's Tyler, you know? Great candidate. If he hadn't ran, would you have supported Beach Bunny? Or...
Well, I mean, I honestly, this is going to sound like a cop-out, but it's not. It would depend on who else was running.
Right, obviously. So let's say... I don't even know who else is good, but not in your party and not in AMP. I don't know. Who's the Fed PP right now?
That's like DK.
DK.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, yeah. Well, I mean, he's got no ambition to do that. Like I said earlier, there are the list of people who are interested in doing that job is smaller now. So I don't know. In the past, I'd given Beach Bunny advice on look at this, do this. I helped get that first Beach Bunny speaker term, which thank God she's half a little bit better than that first term, because that first term was horrible. But, I mean, I helped whip votes for that election. You know, I'm not... I've seen a change in the last few months that have been, and everybody talks about how Beach Bunny is super nice and friendly to everybody. And all this, and yeah, that, but there's been a change in the personality the last two or so months.
Yeah,
that's been more calculated. It's been more political, and I get that, but it made me go. It made me take a pause, because I don't care if somebody's like that, because I'm like that a lot of the time. But I care if there's a shift, because that raises questions. You know, I don't like Nil Raps has always been Nil Raps. Always, we always fight, and we're always assholes to each other, but we're friends. But I mean, like, and so there's times when I want to strangle him, but I always know what I'm getting. And when I saw a personality shift in Beach Bunny the last, like I said, 2 months ish. I went, well, I don't know what I'll be getting. And when that's the question, that makes the decision easier.
Yeah. Talking about shifts in general, Tyler's campaign took a bit of a shift in the past few days to a much more aggressive tone, I felt, especially when it came to, like, Beach Bunny, like, when he wanted to do the debate, like, for a whole 6 hours, there's practically nothing else on my chat feed in game except for like, will Beach Bunny do a debate? Will Beach Bunny do a debate? And it was like, this badgering was like honestly kind of annoying.
I agree there was, but that was kind of the sticking point in that, and it's that nobody knows what they're getting with Beach Bunny kind of thing. Since the advent of live debates and since the advent of the community starting to shrink, and so we use things like Blog Talk and people talking on Skype and people getting to know each other outside the game as more as a greater gauge for choosing leaders. For a long time, you couldn't get elected president unless you did stuff like that, because you needed to win party support before you could win, because the populist vote wasn't what it was in 2009 and 2010. There weren't enough people that pure in-game media could get for you to win. So you needed to win over the party elders and the people in Congress, and that this is where they congregated. So it was necessary. And I think part of it is Tyler ran, when he was president previously, was at the tail end of that being the norm. And it kind of fell out in disuse because we were running through names of people we all already knew. You know, when you're running Wild Owl and you're running Nil Raps and you're running Molly and you're seeing these names that you already know.
Yeah,
and you've
all
already
the big names.
It's less necessary. But now we're seeing Tyler's back, and Tyler says, well, this is what we did last time I ran, so why aren't we doing it again? And we get that, we have that question again, what are we getting with Beach Bunny, especially when, and I don't know if it's just me or everybody or who else is seeing it, but there has been a shift in personality.
No, there has been.
And that shift is part of why I wanted to know, are we going to have a debate? Because it gives you, it gives you a look at the actual person. It's much harder for somebody to spin a web of believable bullshit when you can hear their voice. You know, so that's been the downfall of candidates in the past.
Well, we've got 50 seconds to go. So at this point,
are we doing an after party?
We are definitely throwing an after party, but Tyler has, I pulled it, the largest lead probably of the day right now with 28 votes, but we'll see what happens come the morning. But right now he's currently in the lead by 28 votes. It's the largest I've seen so far, I think. And Pfeiffer, if you had any idea, who do you think runs next month? You got 20 seconds.
Tyler runs again, and I think unless there's another AMP or maybe somebody outside the main grouping that runs, we see another Beachbody run, we see a rematch.
Nice.
Well, all right, everybody,
good day to you guys. Thanks for joining in. And that's we are now off the air. I'm going to bring on everyone. This is going to be Tyler, I think, and Jude,
cool. Hey,
and
I'm gonna go.
Eli, and Leo the Chosen.
Later, guys.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Who's peace?
Who's this? Yep, Eric's leaving. See if I can get on. What is that noise?
I don't know who's typing.
That was typing?
It sounded like
fuck.
Typing.
Holy fuck.
Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Who is this 509 number? I have no idea who that is.
And y'all were joking the whole show until me and Pfeiffer came on. And y'all were all serious.
Well,
what's up with that?
Like, actual things to ask you two. Like, what are you going to ask me about
true.
Erupt? Are you going to ask him about, like, you know, like, I'm dead?
That's true. Like we actually talked with Trekker about, like, actual things. And we talked about with Tyler about, like, actual things. But then Tenshi comes on. It's just like, have you gotten high lately? Like, how was the concert? Have you slept around with anyone? Like, that is the show when Tenshi gets on.
True.
Oh, 509 is Melissa. We will bring on Melissa. Here we go. Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
What is up? How are you doing?
Nothing. I just got done on Fed Radio, so thought I'd just play the rest of the show.
How was Fed Radio tonight?
What?
How was Fed Radio tonight? Did
it go
well?
It
was actually really good.
Hey, good
for the first time in a while.
She broke Fed Radio.
Everything
I did
broke
it.
For over here for about
10 minutes.
Like, I swear. Are you on Blog Talk Radio too?
What?
Yeah, they went down the same way this went down.
Okay,
it all went down.
Did you try
fucking
and do
Blog
the hosting,
Talk Radio, guys.
Did you try and do the hosting through direct connection or Skype?
I was actually not hosting.
Oh, okay.
I was on my
problem,
phone, and I didn't have any problems connecting at all. Everybody else did, that was on Skype.
I think the problem for me was using the direct connection thing. It was not picking up my mic sometimes, and it was just doing weird things like dropping me. So I had to switch over to Skype, which seems to be a lot better.
Is the direct connection thing like a new thing? Because
I have no idea.
It was always through Skype, and they just gave you like the cool little board where you could like hit play and shit.
Yeah, I've got the audio clipboard. I just only had the intro song that I had. That was it, because I wasn't gonna splice things up.
I used to call in, and it would say, enter your code. And you had to enter some code, and then the show would start.
There's a host pin on here for that kind of
and
stuff.
That always worked pretty well.
Yeah, and like when I was hosting Fed, we always just used Skype, and we could call in and manage everything from the switchboard, as it was called back then, at least.
Yeah, it's still a switchboard on here, but I have no idea if direct connection is new or not, because I've never actually hosted on here. When I did Fed Radio, it was like this complicated setup that I had to like gerrymander together on my back, because I had not done anything like that before, and Mixlr does not have its own program for that kind of thing. So I had like 8 programs going at once, including some kind of like weird DJ program that I pirated offline. It was a mess. But it worked 90% of the time.
Was that the show you did with Sarah, or was that a different show?
It was the show I did with Sarah and Paul during when I was actually like active in the Fed party. It was just like Federal
Hello?
Sarah. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who is that?
Who the hell is that?
Like, hello? Also, who is...
That's just random.
There's been someone on the switchboard for 36 minutes called Gepidat. And I have no idea who it is. I have zero clue. I do not know if I want to bring him on.
It's not AJ to scream out Pfeiffer's number. I mean,
if it's AJ, he's been waiting a damn long time. Should we see who it is?
He's waited longer.
Let's do it. Let's see who this is. Hello? Hello, boss? Hello? Who is this? Gepidat? If this is an actual person on here? Oh, nope, he left. Oh, Tenshibo dropped, and so did Eli, apparently. No.
He's over there.
Maybe it's just getting weird. And Paul.